Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for coming to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, we are continuing the conversation about creating your roadmap to seven figures. So to recap a little bit from the last time we spoke about this roadmap, my pillars, my framework is profit, people, prosper. And so we talked about dialing in your profit and we talked a little bit about people and systems. So that's where we'll pick up. When we are referring to pillar number two, called people, we're also talking about people and systems within your business. So we mentioned that's the hardest stage physically. This is when you kind of really start to ask yourself, is it all worth it? This is when you're really building from 30 to 60K a month. When we start to tap into some of that, you want to look at, okay, do I have a solid onboarding experience and can manage taking on new clients without breaking any existing systems? One of the things that you'll hear me talk about is testing the systems that you have and seeing if they're bulletproof. Everybody's like, oh yeah, my business could operate without me, but could it really? Have you tried that? One of the things I tell my clients to do is like, go on a 2-week vacation and see how your business does. Does your marketing work without you? Does your staff work without you? Are you able to operate seamlessly as if you were in there? And that's going to be the biggest indicator of how good your systems really are. Do you have a monthly recurring revenue stream of income within your business? That's going to really justify the health of your business and be able to dictate like, okay, this is sustainable, predictable cash flow. Again, your systems are reproducible for anyone on your team to carry out. You're focusing on building a 5-star team so that you can delegate everything except limited patient care and other CEO tasks. You're also consistently tracking your income and your revenue and your expenses. You're refining your numbers and knowing where your new income is coming from, but also making sure that your profitability remains between that 35 to 60%, depending on what your overhead is, while also growing your team. Then once we start to cross over, we've got this all dialed in. We're doing anywhere from 30 to 60K a month. And the reason I understand that's a broad range, the reason it's so broad is because everybody's office is different based on your ideal client and your target market and who you're serving. And if you wanted to just chill at this stage, you totally, absolutely could. Most of those people who want to really hit that seven-figure mark are going to have another layer above that. And that's really the prosper stage. So at the prosper stage, your focus is building true wealth, really honing in on time freedom, spending your time how you want to, doing the things that you want to, making sure that you're focused on only doing the tasks that you are best at and delegating the rest. Also, one of the things that we talk about is knowing your chronotype. And so if you don't know what your chronotype is, you should Google it. You can Google, what is my chronotype? There's a little quiz that should pop up and you can just see, when do you do your best work? And then designing your schedule. You don't have to wait till you get to the prosper stage to do this, by the way. You could do this at any point because I think it's really smart for time management to design a schedule that works best for you. When you're in your zone of genius working on projects that are going to drive the business forward, that's when you really should focus on the business rather than working in the business. And so a lot of you listening to this are practitioners. During your zone of genius, so mine is 8 to 12 in the morning, I should be focusing on building all of my businesses and not actually working with clients or working on taking care of patients during that time. And you should, depending on what your chronotype is, design your schedule around that as well. So you have time freedom. You're working in pockets of time that are best suited for you. You're spending your time, whether it's traveling, self-care, biohacking, whatever it is. And then also at this stage, you can really look to selling your business. And it's so funny because when my husband and I used to talk about retiring, he's like, okay, I want to retire by the time I'm 45. And in my point of view, I'm like, if we have businesses that are cash flowing, there's no sense in retiring. And it's funny because when you grow up with parents who are in, that 8-to-5 model, 9-to-5 model, whatever it's called. I don't even know what it's called. It's like the goal is retiring, right? And so you kind of just grow up hearing that, like, do everything that so you can retire a little earlier so that you can. And it's like, well, if you design a life that you don't need a break from, I know for me, I'm always going to want to work. Work brings me so much fulfillment and it excites me. And I would be so bored without work. And for my husband, because, you know, he felt the stress, he was like, oh no, I want to be completely done. And now I think he's come around to kind of being on the same page as me. Is like, hey, if we have cash flowing assets that are adding to our lifestyle, that are making a difference, that are providing a great lifestyle for our employees as well, then why would we ever sell them? But it's really cool if you have a business you could sell. One of the masterminds that I went to recently in LA, that's one of the concepts that we talked about. Are you building a lifestyle business or are you building a business to sell? There are way different things that you have to consider for each. And maybe that's one of the things that I could get on here and chat about on a future episode as well. But then some of the feelings and experiences you're having at that prosper stage are like, cool, look, Ma, I made it, right? You're like really feeling like, damn, this is a legit business. I have done it. This is when you start to really, truly feel like an entrepreneur because you have a lot of that cash overflow left over. You have a lot of money to be able to invest in other businesses, other ventures, angel invest in startup companies, invest in real estate. That's when you start to have a ton of opportunities in front of you. And you just have to be able to decipher through, yes, this is a great opportunity, I should act on it, or no, this isn't, I should wait for the next one. You can really start to replace yourself as CEO at this point too. So for me, I love being the CEO. I love having that pulse on my offices and being the leader and mentor for my team. Some of you might be like, hey, I want to outsource myself as CEO. I want to bring somebody on, pay them, you know, $150,000, $200,000 a year so that I literally don't have to be in charge of anything. Totally possible at this stage if that's what you want. And then your personal take home is obviously covering most of your expenses, if not all of them. So you're not really stressed about money anymore. That is a really good place to be. I know if you're listening to this and you're more in that profit or people stage, it's really hard for you to conceptualize what it means to not stress about money, but you'll get there. And hopefully way before you're doing 60 to 90K a month in revenue, you're already not stressing about money. If you are still stressing about money after you pass 30K a month, something somewhere is broken and we need to take a look at that. Also, at this diversify stage, it's the hardest stage. Diversify, prosper, that's diversifying your income. You're truly prospering. You're spending your time how you want to, making more money, doing other things outside of your one business. That's what I mean by that. This is your hardest stage mentally. So you have to protect your mind and your body at all costs. Like, that is your most precious asset. You have to be making self-care a priority, working with a coach, a mentor, a mindset person, whatever it is, because you're going to face more obstacles and battles the more you grow. And I have an upcoming episode with one of my mentors, Taylor Welch, who really talks about this. I think it's such a powerful episode. You guys will have to listen to that one next. But you're going to get used to kind of handling more obstacles as you're trying to accomplish these new things. You're going to get used to putting out fires. You're going to have a little bit of an identity shift where you transition. You're like, wow, I really am a CEO. I'm not operating in the business on a day-to-day basis. You have to also increase your mental stamina. Like, how can you handle more? How can you push past your current capacity? One of the things for us is we realized that we reached a point in business where everything started to feel hard again. And we knew that we were at that new cusp. We knew that we were learning a lot of new lessons that are going to take us to that next level. But there was a moment where we felt weak, right? There was a moment where we were like, holy shit, are we really cut out for this? And that's just us increasing our mental stamina. That's us being like, this is the new muscle that we have to exercise to get it really strong, managing more team members, managing more offices. We have to really strengthen this muscle before we can go to the next level. And the worst thing that you could do is decrease your goals based on the obstacles that you are currently experiencing. And that was almost our default, but we've been doing this long enough and we know with absolute certainty that if my husband, Kyle, really, I don't really have a number goal for offices, but my husband always said that he wanted at least 5. He's on 2. And it was really easy after the second office for us to be like, cool, yeah, should we just sell them? Should we just stay with 2 for him? Like, what are we doing here? Because of all the obstacles we faced, But that's not who we are. And that's not what we should do. We shouldn't shrink our goals just because we face some challenges. These challenges are making him into the CEO that he needs to become in order to grow to 5 offices. How can we become less reactionary? How can we have a plan for being proactive rather than being like, okay, I'm making a decision based on emotions, based on how I feel, and not based on what the data is telling me. You have to be solution focused at this stage. You have to be willing to take a problem and come up with a solution. And you also have to be able to practice discernment. So there is not a lack of opportunity at this stage. If you are making between 60 to 90K a month, you are going to all of a sudden kind of open this can of worms that opportunity just flows to you over and over again. You could buy this, you could buy that. You have people that want to work for you. You've built a profitable business. And so now you're looking at other opportunities too. You just have to really ask yourself, what's in alignment for me with what I'm trying to build? What feels good to me? Are there other businesses that I can invest in that are making a difference, that share my same values? Maybe it's just like, hey, I actually want to enjoy the time freedom now. That's completely fine. You're going to have that opportunity as well. The strategy that you want to have at this stage is pouring everything that you have into team. And the busier you become, the more revenue you're generating, the more important your team is. You have to almost double down on your team at this stage to make sure that as they grow, you're taking them with you, right? I want my team to grow. I want their revenue, their income to grow as the office continues to grow. And then you're going to take the systems that you've already created in one business and see if they work in another business. You're going to buy additional businesses. You're going to start building your board of advisors. And this is something that we talked a little bit at the Launch Your Legacy event. I broke down every single person on our board of advisors for everybody that was there. And I think they were surprised at how many people we actually pay to help us run our lives. I don't think that I'm the expert at everything. I think there are people that are way better versed in financials, investing, things like that. So of course I have a financial advisor. You should pay really smart people to help you. We always have at least 1 to 2 business coaches. I've had a mindset coach. I'm really big into investing in myself. You also just really want to know your margins. You want to be monitoring that profit super closely. For us, building generational wealth, increasing our protection, right? And so getting things like trusts, wills, insurance, like we are so overinsured because the more you grow and the more things you're managing, you want to make sure that that's all protected. And you get to decide at this stage, and it's okay if your mind changes, but you can decide if you don't want to see patients at all. You can decide if you want to see patients 4 days a week, whatever it is, like you get to decide, but the ability to truly have that decision be yours based on what you want and how you feel and not based on what you have to do is a beautiful thing. If you are in a position to where you are working and you're grinding and you're kind of getting to that, you know, 30 to 45K a month, and you're like, man, I want to grow more, but I don't know how. I have maybe 1 office admin in place, but I don't know really how to expand my team and grow it to this 5-star team that Steph references a lot. Then I want to encourage you to possibly jump inside of our business class mastermind. Everything that we do inside of there is focusing on those last 2 stages. So really building out the people around you to help support you, and then also helping you get to that prosper where you can really start to get your money to work for you. If that's something that's a goal of yours, then we'd love to have you join us. We work with a ton of amazing practitioners that are building businesses on their own terms and not sacrificing their families or their hobbies or their self-care in order to do so. I'm a big proponent and a big fan of you can have it all. If you have gathered that by now, you know, I really think that we are meant to do life the way that we desire, and that looks different for everybody. And so by no means is it a cookie cutter approach, but I would love to support you if you're struggling with doubling where you're at and you've already generated a good amount of success. Everything that you are currently doing is going to get you to where you need to be. I think sometimes when we're in, quote, the trenches, it's easy to get bogged down by all of the day-to-day things that we have. I had a realization recently that I am carrying around a lot of responsibility. I have a family depending on me. I have teams depending on me. I have clients depending on me. And sometimes that can feel really overwhelming. But I had a perspective shift the other day that I was like, but who better to do it than me? who better, right? Like, it is an honor to be able to carry this much responsibility. It is an honor to have this many people looking to me for guidance and knowing that I can show up for them, knowing that I have what it takes to help all of them, knowing that I am the person that should be leading my family and helping them, right? Obviously, Kyle helps me. He's a great role model for our son and a great, very much masculine energy that's leading our family that I really appreciate. But I want to be that person that other people can come to. And so sometimes it can get overwhelming with everything you have on your plate, but just know that your soul chose this life. You were assigned these responsibilities because you can handle them and because you have a unique perspective and unique gifts to be able to help people. And I think it's important to have that perspective shift and know that it's okay if sometimes you feel like giving up. I think we've all been there at some point in entrepreneurship. By no means is it rainbows and butterflies, but just know that there's a community out there that wants to support you and help guide you. And if at any time I could be that person for you, I would love to help you guys. My DMs are always open. A lot of you DM me just with things that you're finding helpful from the podcast, and I appreciate it so much. If there's ever anything you would like me to discuss on the podcast, my DMs are always open for that because, again, I don't know what you guys want to hear. I'm happy to share it if I have some helpful perspective on it. So thank you guys for tuning in, and I will see you next time. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.